We begin this week where we often find ourselves, at the intersection of business and medicine. If you could take a test that costs just $49 and it would tell you whether you're at risk for a heart attack, would you do it? And what would you need to know about that test before making your decision? Low-cost heart scans are being promoted by hospitals around the country, so we wanted to know what they're testing, how effective they are, and whether they pose any risks. Dr. Pamela Douglas directs the Cardiovascular Imaging Program at Duke University's Clinical Research Institute. We asked her opinion of a common test known as the CAC scan, which stands for coronary arterial calcium.
A coronary calcium scan uses a very low-dose X-ray technology to look at whether or not there's some calcification or calcium accumulation in the walls of the arteries that lead to the heart. And that generally only occurs when there's also plaque or cholesterol buildup or narrowing of the arteries. Now, it can occur with plaque, but without a lot of narrowing, just as we age and we live our relatively not heart-friendly Western diet and sedentary lifestyle, it's extremely common for individuals to start having some thickening of the arteries or hardening of the arteries, as people may have heard, in the blood vessels leading to the heart. And this occurs as young adults. Even people in their 20s and 30s have this. So the calcium is a marker for that, which is very easily detected by this low-dose X-ray.
So how much information, though, does this test really give people about their risk of heart disease?
Well, it tells you whether or not you have this hardening of the arteries with calcification in it. Now, it doesn't tell you if there is a blockage in the arteries or if you're going to be at risk for a heart attack. Obviously, if you've got hardening the arteries, you're at a higher risk for a heart attack, 7 times higher in good research than somebody that doesn't have that calcium. So in that sense, it tells people that they are at higher risk than they would be if they didn't have the calcium. And it is conveying extra risk beyond what the doctor can get by looking at your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and so on, your conventional cardiac risk factors.
So the American Heart Association doesn't support the routine use of this sort of scanning for the general public. Why is that, and do you agree?
So the reason that it's not supported is that it's so common that it's not clear that it truly differentiates between people who are going to have a risk in the near term and those who don't. There also have been no prospective studies saying if you take a bunch of asymptomatic people and treat them on the basis of the scan results, you know, people who otherwise feel well, and treat their scan results, whether you would do anything beneficial to their risk of having a heart attack or of dying from heart disease.
Yeah, so in general, do you think this test is something that people should do through their doctor, or is it a good idea for people just to get it on their own, or a good idea to get one at all?
I think the tried and true cardiac risk factor assessments of going to your physician, checking your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your family history for diabetes is very well accepted, and I think a very good thing to do. If you get this test and it shows some calcium, it's a little unclear what you should do in the absence of other indications to treat with medicine. On the other hand, if somebody wants an extra motivator maybe to get out there and exercise more frequently or eat a healthier diet, then it could be beneficial for them, provided they act on the results.
Mm-hmm. So is there a particular candidate, like a best candidate for this test that you would say, you know, maybe this is really beneficial?
Well, the absolute best candidate for this kind of test, and someone in whom the Heart Association actually does recommend that they get a calcium score, is somebody who is on the cusp as to whether or not they need extra preventive treatment for heart disease. So if somebody is young and healthy and has no risk factors, there's really no benefit. If somebody is older and has a lot of risk factors that need treatment anyway, there's not much benefit from getting the scan. But if somebody who's in between those two extremes, where a positive scan might push you over into a more aggressive preventive strategy where you treat your cholesterol more aggressively or you make more stringent diet and exercise recommendations, then this would be somebody in whom the scan might be useful.
Right.
And it is recommended for that kind of intermediate risk person to further risk stratify.
So what's behind this? I mean, why offer then those $49 heart scans? What would be in the interest of the healthcare system to do this?
Well, they're obviously getting paid for the scans. They're doing it either because the scan itself represents profit or because they feel that it's a loss leader to attract patients or potential patients into the health system.
So if you get a scan and you see the calcium on the scan, you might go to one of their cardiologists or you might sign on to a primary care physician to kind of explore what you can do about it?
Yes, exactly. And I don't want to be too cynical to say that that's not, would not be important to follow up. It absolutely would be important to follow up. But, I mean, in terms of the hospital's interest, I think that it's related to an expectation of growing their patient population, which is what hospitals are supposed to do. They're supposed to treat patients.
So, Dr. Douglas, I mean, what's the take-home message here?
I think the most important thing would be that you want to make sure that the information that you get from it will be useful to you. Otherwise, it's just throwing away the money. So if you have a plan and understand what you would do if it came back negative or what you would do if it came back positive, then that would be useful. We don't recommend doing screening tests kind of just to find out unless it will change something that you do. The information in and of itself without putting it into action doesn't help. A really good reason not to get a scan if you're going to use it as an excuse to continue unhealthy lifestyle habits. So if you're a smoker and you want to check the scan and if it's okay and there's no calcium, you're going to say, that's okay, I don't have to stop smoking. You do have to stop smoking. It's bad for your health even if your arteries don't show it yet.
Dr. Pam Douglas, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Dr. Pamela Douglas is director of the Cardiovascular Imaging Program at Duke University's Clinical Research Institute.